This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Orlando, Florida is a land of fantasy. Disney princesses, the monorail, the Hogwarts Express. More recently, it's become the site of a debate over another American dream, access to higher education for all. National data shows that only 17% of students who enter community college seeking a bachelor's degree reach that goal within 6 years. A new program at the University of Central Florida helps students, especially minority students, graduate from participating community colleges and successfully transition to four-year degree programs at UCF. It's called Direct Connect to UCF, and since its launch, graduation rates have been steadily climbing. Among those who do reach the university system, where a whopping 71% earn a BA. Sondra Amrine wrote for Political magazine about the program that could well become a model for the future of higher ed. And Sondra, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, so I outlined Direct Connect. It's a pretty new program. How does it actually work? How does one transition?
Yes, well, what happens is that so much has been done in the word of mouth and marketing of this program that it's trickled down into the high school. So a lot of the students I met, they had already heard about this when they were a senior in high school. So what happens is that they were get encouraged to attend the four participating community colleges, for instance, like Valencia, which is the big player in this. And so they would attend the local community college and immediately be asked if they would like to enroll in Direct Connect to University of Central Florida, or UCF, as early as their first year at the community college. And once they did that, they got put on a track, and they had a lot of advisement, which is a big piece of this. So they would be assigned different advisors, and they would be sure through the advisement and through these different track programs that they were completing prerequisites and classes that were not only work toward their AA degree or their associate's of arts degree, but also prerequisites toward a bachelor's degree or toward a major that they hoped to choose once they would transfer on to the university itself. This is a game changer in the sense that the reason why there is such a low success rate of students transferring onto the universities and then continue on to their bachelor's degree is because it's the transfer process itself across the country is such a nightmare experience for students.
Mm-hmm.
And that once they get over to the university, if they get that far, they find that because these institutions around the country don't communicate with each other, they found that they've wasted a lot of time and a lot of money accumulating credits that would not transfer or do not transfer toward their major, so they have to start almost all over again. But this program eliminates that and makes it a much smoother process for students through a curriculum alignment and through a steady amount of advisement all along the way.
Mm-hmm. So the hurdles that were previously set up for students where they might have just given up and turned around, now they have someone kind of helping to guide them through.
Yes. That is a major part. Another big part are some of the things that really aren't discussed at the national level. You know, there's a big discussion about cost and tuition, which is important, but there are other things that these students are grappling with and juggling, such as some of them have families some that they're supporting, and some of them are helping out. They have single mothers that are working at home, and they're helping out with their household expenses. They have transportation issues, and so which in Central Florida is a big one. So another thing this program and partnership does, that they share facilities, the institutions share classroom space and buildings on different campuses that make it closer to the students so that they don't have to travel 1 hour, 2 hours in traffic to try to get to one of the other campuses. So there's a lot of sharing of buildings and facilities that have also made this a lot easier for students who juggle jobs and other responsibilities while they're studying.
Why did this program originate in Orlando, a place with a significant minority population and also a place with Disney World and Universal Studios, you know, big tourism economy? What made it right for Orlando and Central Florida?
This came about 10 years ago. There were two people who were crucial to this. Both of them are called visionaries. One is Sanford Shugart. He goes by Sandy Shugart. He is the president of Valencia college. Valencia College has been considered one of the top community colleges in the nation. It's very large in the Orlando area. And he began to see several trends that were colliding. One, you had the big university in town, the big regional university, UCF, becoming increasingly more selective and closed off to the communities around it, communities that were booming with minority populations and immigrant populations. Simultaneously, you have a high-tech industry that was growing in the Orlando area. So what Dr. Schubert recognized was that if something wasn't done to help his students transfer over from the community colleges over to the university, they would forever be locked out of these high-wage jobs in high-tech that were coming into the area. And instead, they may be relegated to the big game in town, which is the tourism and the hospitality industry, and those are low-wage jobs. So he got together with Dr. John Hitt, who is the president of UCF, and the two of them came up with this plan. Direct Connect went into place in 2006. And since then, they brought on several other community colleges in the region. Initially, there were four community colleges, and just recently, a fifth has been added on. So now there are five community colleges working together with UCF to create a seamless pipeline from community college level up to the university.
We're talking with Sondra Amrine. She's a freelance writer who wrote for Politico about a program connecting community college students to the University of Central Florida that's been going on for 10 years and could possibly become a national model. And you write about this kind of seminal conversation with UCF President John Hitt and the president of Valencia, Sandy Shugart, happening in a parking lot, you know, not the way a lot of education policy begins. So how do they sell this to the larger community?
Sandy Shugart, in my interview with him, he said that initially the students and their parents got it right away. They got all these components and how they would help. But there were many other critics throughout the community, including the press, he said was one of them. And they thought that it would be watering down the standards or watering down things at UCF. In other words, by letting in community college students who hadn't maybe obtained the same SAT scores and things of that nature at the freshman level. And what his counter to that was is that SAT scores and things like that are sort of predictors of how students are going to do. And what Direct Connect does is not say that all students going to Valencia and the other community colleges will get on to UCF. Instead, it's those who succeed. And so his philosophy is there is no better indicator of a student's potential than their actual performance. So rather than just relying on test scores, it's the actual performance that they do in those first 2 years at the community college level, getting ready for the university, so that will prove that they are able to perform on par with UCF's native freshmen coming in. And so by the time they're all juniors, they should be performing at somewhat equal levels. Mm. And so to do that, they also, in addition to the advisement I mentioned, there is a lot of remedial work going on as well at that freshman and junior level at the community colleges to make up for any shortfalls in the low-performing high schools that they may have come from.
You talked about several of the hurdles to a four-year education for students, but how about the cost of a state university? UCF must be significantly higher than those state or community colleges. Is there any funding available for students?
That's a great point. It's about three or four times higher. And so that's the other benefit to some of these students is that at their freshman level, rather than paying that level of a cost right out of the gate, they, by going into Valencia and some of the other community colleges or state colleges, they're paying significantly less. And they also allow them to qualify for Pell Grants. And the other thing this Direct Connect partnership did was really work hard on finding dollars for transfer students. There's not a lot out there for that. So they worked hard to do joint philanthropy. And so some of the students going into their junior year at UCF are debt-free. And they have saved, one student in particular I talked to, she managed to, between all the student aid and the scholarships that she received in her Pell Grants and working on the side, she was able to save up enough money so that by her junior year she was able to put that money toward her expected high tuition at UCF. But this partnership makes those first 2 years make the entire experience much more affordable for the students rather than if they had gone into UCF right out of the gate their freshman year.
So a number of real success stories here, some of which you share in your article for Politico, and a lot of things that cut across some of the arguments that are often made, that students who come out of bad high schools can't necessarily make it through college, even community college, that, you know, single parents, it's hard to find an education system that works for them. A lot of things that, as you write, cut to the heart of the national conversation about higher education. So is this scalable? Could this be used as a national model for education?
Yes, in fact, it already is. There are a number of other places where this type of model is being used. Arizona State University, for instance, has done this on a very large scale. They modeled part of what they're doing off of the UCF Direct Connect model. It's being used in northern states. It's being used in institutions across the country. In fact, an editor that I worked with on this story at Politico, she was the one who heard about this up in Washington, D.C. Educators up there were talking about UCF in Orlando and the Direct Connect model. So there are a lot of educators around the country looking at this, and it has already been implemented. I believe ASU, or Arizona State University, I believe their program has been in place, I want to say, if not 5, maybe 6 years. So it's a little bit younger than the Direct Connect model, but it has already started to be copied around the country.
Sandra, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Sandra Amrine, she's a Tampa-based author and freelance writer, and she wrote about the Direct Connect to UCF program, Where Dreams Come True, for Politico magazine. You'll find a link to read the article and to her blog, all at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Well, as we just heard, a number of students start community college with the intent to transfer into four-year degree programs. Nationally, more than 80% of them do not get that far, at least within 6 years. Word of Mouth producer Megan Tan spoke to her high school friend, Jessica Heflin, one of those who was forced to leave community college.
The goal was to go to a community college and get my associates and then transfer and ideally maybe be able to get on some financial aid then, but I never finished.
Why is that? What happened?
Within my family, we had some financial struggles. So for probably 3.5 years, both of my parents were unemployed. And that's when I pretty much took my part-time high school to college job and made a career out of it.
But you did register for classes, right?
Eventually, I was able to move into a position, which made it easier for me to take some afternoon or night classes. But once I actually moved into a manager position, it was really hard to keep going.
Do your parents, are they like huge advocates of you going back to school?
My dad, he never even finished middle school, so he doesn't talk about it.
If there was something that could have helped you, what do you think that would be?
Well, I think if there was someone there who was genuinely interested in my future and helping me figure out what it was I wanted to do, so I didn't feel like the money I am spending to go was being wasted, then I definitely would try to find a way to put the money out and finish my college degree or even just my associate's.
Jessica Heflin there, speaking to producer Megan Tan.